Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. Right now, I'd like to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you encourage hearts, and I pray, Lord, that you reach down today and help people to understand how much you love them and what great things you have in store for them. Help them to keep their eyes on you. And, Lord, give us, Lord, insight into your word this day, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Today, I'd like to read from Luke chapter 19, starting with verse 1. And this is I love this portion of scripture. This is so beautiful. It says, "And Jesus entered in and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, but could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.'" In this portion of scripture, there was a tax collector, which at that time was a person that was very likable. People didn't want a tax collector coming around no more than we would like for him to come around today. But Zacchaeus was short of stature, but he wanted to see Jesus, so he ran ahead of the crowd, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree. And when Jesus came that way, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus and said, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I'm going to go to your house and I'm going to abide with you." And I love what the Bible says. The Bible says that Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. Right there is a great plan that we need to realize and understand. No matter what type of stature we think we are, people have their measures of what kind of stature. I know I'm not talking about short or tall, but I'm talking about our standing. You know, if you look at the lineage of Jesus, he came from Rahab the harlot. He came from Ruth the Moabite. You just go back through the lineage, and Jesus came from some folks that we wouldn't say were good stature, but you know, he came from those to go to them. In other words, Jesus came to this lost and dying world to save this lost and dying world. And that's why he came, to call us down no matter what our stature is. And the Bible says Zacchaeus came down and received Jesus joyfully. And Jesus went home to be with Zacchaeus. And when he did, Zacchaeus recognized him as who Jesus was. And he said, "I'm going to take my goods, and if I've taken anything unjustly, I'm going to return it fourfold. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to live the way I used to live, and I'm not going to be the person I used to be." That tells me that an encounter with Jesus will change your wanna, change your attitude, change the way you want to be. If you say you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and there's no change, something is wrong. When you truly receive him into your heart, into your home, into your life, there's going to be a change. And there was a drastic change in Zacchaeus' life. And let me tell you something else. Jesus will never leave you up a tree. Amen. I want you to know that. A lot of people will pass you by. They won't look your way. They won't give you the time of day. But Jesus, if you truly want to see him, if you truly want to know him today, he will not pass you by. And the Bible says that when the Pharisees and the Sadducees, when they saw that Jesus had went home to be with Zacchaeus, they said he's gone home to be with sinners. The last part of that scripture, it says, Jesus said, "I came to seek and save that which is lost." Today, dear friend, if you're lost, that's why Jesus came. He came to seek and save that which is lost. Today, I ask you to receive Jesus. Come down out of your spiritual tree. Receive him joyfully and let him come into your house and abide with you. Father, I pray for my listeners today. I pray you bless them and help them. And help them, Lord, to walk in divine truth and save their souls and call them unto salvation. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, if you'd like to write me, you can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, zip code 24115. That's zip code 24115, Post Office Box 4509. God bless you, and thank you for listening in to Trucking for Jesus. Please tune in again next week to hear this broadcast. Thank you.